This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
VidCon just wrapped up in Anaheim, a celebration of all things online video. It's a chance for YouTube creators, fans, and stars to meet, greet, and learn from each other. Over 25,000 people attended, and 40% of them were between the ages of 13 and 17. Entertainment entrepreneur Ryan Kavanaugh, the financial whiz who pilots his own helicopter and sought to rewrite the Hollywood rules of engagement, has been grounded. The high-flying, hard-living mini-mogul, unable to make payment on $320 million owed to lenders, has begun laying off his staff from his Beverly Hills-based Relativity Media. The studio behind movies such as The Social Network and The Fighter filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and laid off 75 of its 300 employees. He's also being sued by a group of investors who are saying that he misspent marketing funds. He's countersuing for $200 million. Just another day in Hollywood. The city of LA may be the sole U.S. city vying for the 2024 Olympics after the city of Boston dropped out. There have been months of divisive arguing going on, with most Boston residents being firmly against paying higher taxes to pay for the whole thing. So that puts LA front and center for Olympic consideration. The decision will be announced in mid-September. So Netflix has been scouting potential locations for a big office right in the middle of Hollywood. Rumors are swirling that they're about to lease a 14-story building that used to be the Warner Brothers lot back in the day. The move to the building wouldn't take place until 2017 because the new building is still under construction. Netflix currently has 65 million subscribers worldwide. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation opened in 40 countries over the weekend, and it's opening this weekend in the US and Canada. The question is star Tom Cruise still an A-lister? His last couple of films have failed to turn up any heat at the box office, and if this one doesn't sell a lot of tickets, as in more than 50 million in North America, then the heat's going to be on Tom Cruise for the wrong reasons. Still, he's doing his own stunts at 53, like hanging on to an Airbus 400. That makes him an A-lister in my book. The Lollapalooza Music Festival is expanding further into South America. Following launches in Chile, Brazil, and most recently Argentina, Lollapalooza is expanding its Latin American reach with the launch of Lollapalooza Colombia. Colombia, for years, has had next to no international touring acts travel to the country because of security and infrastructure concerns. Well, it's exploded in the past 5 years and is now a regular tour stop. With a strong economy supporting it, the country has also blossomed as a tourist destination, and Bogota is a major Latin American business center. Lollapalooza Colombia will take place in the fall of September 2016. Do you remember Smash Mouth's lead singer being in the news a few weeks back? Do you remember? He refused to perform after getting hit in the head with a head of lettuce in Colorado. Well, now the lead singer of another 90s band is in trouble. Puddle of Mudd's lead singer Wes Scantlin is once again behind bars. This time, he was not only driving under the influence of alcohol, but he even attempted to flee from the cops. Scantlin was arrested in Minnesota for allegedly driving while severely intoxicated. According to official records, Wes Scantlin's blood contained 4 times the legal amount of alcohol permissible while driving. What made the matters worse for the lead singer was that he reportedly did not comply with repeated requests to slow down. Instead, Scantlin attempted to make a run for it and ended up leading the cops on a 100-mile-per-hour chase. John Mayer and Katy Perry have split again. Katy Perry, 30, and John Mayer, 37, pulled the plug on their relationship and called it quits. These two have gotten back together and broken up so often, this new report isn't surprising at all. Trust issues, distance, those are just two of the many reasons why Katy and John have broken up in the past. Why did the two superstars decide to break off their relationship this time? Well, we're not sure, but it's the second breakup of the year for these two. Mariah Carey will be getting her own star along the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Hollywood Boulevard. She's going to become the 2,556th recipient of a star along the famous boulevard. Mariah's accomplishments include having 18 number one singles and selling more than 200 million records worldwide. Rapper Macklemore revealed that he fell off the wagon and stopped attending 12-step meetings. He was feeling the pressures of fame and a very hectic schedule. Macklemore says he sobered a bit last year when his fiancée Trisha Davis caught him hiding sleeping pills in his shoes. He said that during his relapse, he didn't want to make any music with partner Ryan Lewis, even though they were a year and a half into working on their second album together. Macklemore is now sober and credits his fiance becoming pregnant with turning him around. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are now finishing up the record, and it should be out later this year. We wish him all the best. In this week's Kardashian news, Kylie Jenner sparked speculation that she's secretly married to 25-year-old boyfriend Tyga by flaunting this big old diamond band on her left ring finger. The 17-year-old reality TV star shared an Instagram shot Monday flaunting a mega sparkler, and it's not on her right ring finger, which of course set the rumor mill running at full speed. And what about Kanye West? He was acting out in Toronto, Canada, storming off the stage only 13 minutes into his set. It was at the closing of the Pan American Games, and during the middle of his song, Touch the Sky, his mic cut out, and Kanye tossed his mic into the air and stormed off. Now, if that was a javelin, that would have been impressive.
The news wrap-up.
Windows 10 came out this past week, and reviews have been generally positive for the free operating software. Apple Music announced that they added 10 million subscribers in their first month. It took Spotify 5.5 years to do that. Amazon has proposed a slice of the sky for commercial drones. At a conference hosted by NASA, they called for a high-traffic strip of the sky to support the wider use of drones.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, had a $56 million opening weekend. Tom Cruise is still an A-lister. The number one album, DS2 from rapper Future, is the new number one album. The number one app, Minecraft Pocket Edition, is still the best-selling app in the USA. The number one fiction book, Harper Lee's Ghost Set a Watchman, is the number one book for the second straight week. Disclosure is made up of British brothers Howard and Guy Lawrence, and they became well known in the London club scene and on the European festival circuit with their unique remixes. But when they teamed up with vocalist Sam Smith and released the single Latch, that really made their careers explode. Now they're back. They've announced 2 US arena gigs in New York and here in LA, and the release of their second studio album, Caracal. Oh, and Caracal, if you're studious, means wildcat. You're welcome. The new album comes out on September 25th. Here's the song of the week, Disclosure, together with Sam Smith. Here's Omen.
I'm feeling something, something different. When you left, my picture changed. I was blinded, I'd not envisioned the same face in a different frame.
That was Disclosure featuring the great Sam Smith with Omen. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
So
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.